This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, the Red Sox have an off night. They can lick their wounds.
Whew.
If you're going 2-5 in their last 7 games, they will be back at Fenway Park tomorrow as they begin a homestand taking on Sandy Alcantara and the Miami Marlins.
Did you hear him again today, Bradfo?
He's all over the map.
He said Alcantara again.
He's all over the place.
I think he's
it's not Alcantara. It's not.
I don't think so either.
I'm almost certain.
I thought it was Alcantara until Bradfo started screwing me up.
It's either Tara or Tara. It's not Contra.
He pitches against the Red Sox this weekend?
Tomorrow.
Good.
Yeah.
So we should be able to
straighten
that out.
We'll have to go side to side. What does Will Fleming say versus what does Dave O'Brien say versus what does Monaco say?
All four broadcasts.
They all say something different.
Damn it.
Our head is spinning at
this
point.
Can't solve that.
No.
Okay.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
Grab bag.
So that was a new grab bag sent in. Once again, Keith at WEEI.com. That was very kind of a listener to send that in. He said, now this came across as a brag. He said that he and his wife, one brag, were watching Casablanca. So they're cultured, obviously.
Yeah,
I would say, film experts.
I like the classics.
I like the classics as well. It's a great movie. And he said in the middle of it, he just added that to the end of the line, and then he had to explain to his wife what grab bag was, and he had to take time to record that in.
Ah.
But I was like, hey, anyone you want to do, then that sounds good to me.
That works. Where do they send him again?
Keefe at WEEI.com.
Yeah. I wish you recorded the explanation and sent that in.
Yeah, if you just want to talk to us, as long as you include the word grab bag in there, we'll play him.
Yeah, Nick will listen to it.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, send it to me. I forward it to Nick, usually without even listening to it, and then he rolls it in. It's a little peek behind the curtain there.
There you go.
Well, the NFL is Rashi Rice is going to get a disciplinary hearing on September 30th in New York. So that means that will be after the first 4 games of the season for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So he's going to be out there for Chargers-Eagles first 2 games of the year for the Chiefs. then Giants, then Ravens. So three out of their four games are big games.
So I always bring it all back to fantasy football, Keith.
Oh, of course.
And I'm like, you know, if there was like, for instance, earmuffs out there, Dice, WEI Fantasy Football League, it's like, well, what do you do with Rashee Rice?
Uh-huh.
He might be out there for a month and then suspended in the middle of the year. So, what do you do with the other Chiefs weapons? Like, maybe I was ready to buy in on Travis Kelce. If Rice is going to miss the first month, but now I don't know. So that's odd. When do you ever see that?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
No one told you that was going to be this way.
Grab back.
Well, how about this? Brian Flores, who we were just talking about giving him credit for his really good defenses and him being a great defensive coordinator. Well, the court has agreed that the Brian Flores suit versus the NFL can go to trial.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So that's moving forward?
Yes, reading from ESPN here, it says the NFL can put on a trial over civil claims that Brian Flores and other black coaches face discrimination. A federal appeals court ruled today, finding insurmountable flaws with a league arbitration process that would permit Commissioner Roger Goodell to serve as arbitrator. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan upheld a judge's ruling that Flores can proceed with claims against the league and three teams, Broncos, Giants, and Texans. So that's just what the league wants.
Yeah. So that, sure. I mean, yeah. I give him credit that he keeps moving forward with this. Like, Brady eventually dropped his against the NFL.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, Flores seems principled enough where he's like, I'm not settling this thing. Like, let's go to trial. Let's really bear this out.
Uh-huh.
And let's see what were the suits? Who were the teams again? You said the Broncos, who and who?
Giants and Texans.
So the Giants were, this is where Bill.
Well, that's the Bill gate.
Right, where Bill texted Brian Daboll, or at least he thought he did.
Right.
Texted Brian Flores by accident. He's like, hey, congrats on the gig.
Whoops.
And Flores is like, huh?
Whoops.
So yeah, hopefully that goes forward. That'll be good stuff.
Yeah, we'll be watching that.
In the town where I was born, lived two men named Jones and Keith. And they spoke on the airwaves in a yellow grab bag. We all live in a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag.
Michael Penix Jr., the Atlanta Falcons quarterback, got into a skirmish.
You sure about that?
Yeah, some outlets are describing him as something else.
Yeah.
Or his name is spelled.
Autocorrect.
A bit of funny. A typo there, yeah.
Yeah, Penix.
Score one for human beings over AI, or maybe not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But the Falcons-Titans joint practice today, there was a bit of a skirmish. Penix was talking trash after completing a pass to Ray-Ray McCloud, and there was a big dust-up. He ended up on the ground. Oh, Drake boy. London got involved. It was like a whole big to-do. But you really can't have a joint practice without a fight. That's why you wonder if today maybe there'll be something. Because there wasn't one yesterday, right, for the Pats?
No, we had a couple. No, that's true. I mean, not really that big. I saw anyway. But you had a couple where, Vrabel had to get in the mix in one of them against Washington. Maybe we see one. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want Drake May in the middle of it. I can tell you that.
No.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
Right. How about this? The AP put out an all-time All-Americans list. So college football, AP, all-time All-Americans.
Different than our top five.
They didn't steal our.
I was going to say, my God.
No, they didn't go Kurt Angle and Lex Luger. They didn't do that.
Randy Quaid.
The AP's all-time All-American first team.
Okay.
Do you want to guess who the quarterback was?
Tebow.
It was Tim Tebow.
That's like, honestly, it's a good pick.
It should be.
It's a good pick.
He was insane.
Yeah.
Two wide receivers were selected on the first team. Do you want to guess the wide receivers? They're both like of our generation.
Okay. I was trying to think of who won the were the Heisman winners? Should I know this?
No, they were finalists.
Okay, so it wasn't Devontae Smith?
No. Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Who?
Randy Tavon Austin.
Who?
Tavon Austin. Was he one of them?
No, he wasn't. Randy Moss and Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay.
The running backs.
You'd think a guy who won the Heisman probably should be on this list, but go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, probably. But maybe they're like, he burned hot for that year.
Maybe, yeah.
Moss and Fitzgerald had a better career. Fitzgerald's career was insane. They picked two running backs.
Eddie George.
No, both from the 80s.
Oh. Eric Dickerson?
Herschel Walker.
Good one.
Barry Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Those are good.
They were pretty good.
Anybody else? John Hog Hanna. I got it for guards.
Yep. Good for him.
Best tight end. Real recent vintage.
Best tight end. Real recent vintage.
Brock Bowers.
Oh.
The best college tight end of all time, according to the AP.
Well, again, like he might not have, I don't know if he won the Mackey multiple years, but I think he was an All-American a couple of times, so that makes sense, I guess. Yeah.
Some of the defensive names that jump out to me anyway, Ndamukong Suh.
Woodson?
Charles Woodson and Deion Sanders were the corners.
So no Hunter. Anywhere on this team?
Travis Hunter, no. I don't see him on there. This is just the first team. I don't know if they're going to come out with the second team. Hmm. The safeties were Ronnie Lott and Ed Reed.
Nice.
Linebackers were Dick Butkus, Derek Thomas, and Chris Spielman.
Hmm.
That's pretty good. Let's see. Anybody else? No,
good luck blocking them.
No. Yeah. Sebastian Janikowski was your kicker.
Nice.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Well, we know it was Mike Vrabel's birthday today. Happy 50th birthday to Mike Vrabel. He shares a birthday with Halle Berry.
Nice.
Let me take this time to say sup. Yeah, Halle Berry, 59 years young for the great Halle Berry.
I like that. Well, first of all, I bet she's not eating a ton of carrot cake. Second of all,
no, probably not.
I like how Vrabel was asked how he feels at 50. And they're like, do you feel physically old or do you feel old? Well, he's like, well, physically,
yes. It's like, I did play in the NFL for a long time, so I have the body of like an 80-year-old now at this point.
Every year of being 50,
It's tough. Yeah. Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. They're there.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, you're going to get it. Giants have just really been scuffling since they acquired Rafael Devers. He was in the lineup last night. He went 1-for-4. But they took one on the chin again. They lost to the Padres 11-1.
They're not scoring.
They don't score runs. Like, no, they don't score runs.
They scored one there. No. They get shut out the day before. Like, they're not scoring. They're 18-31 with Devers. Red Sox are scuffling a bit. Still 9 games over .500 without him.
No, but he's ruined the team, said.
Well, and his absence here has worked out well, too, yeah.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
All right, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Wednesday, August 13th. Was it Jacob Marcy? 4-for-5, 2 home runs, 7 RBI, and a steal.
Nice.
I mean, was it Brian Reynolds? 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 5 RBI. Was it Graham Pauly? 4-for-4, home run, 2 runs.
Couldn't get him out.
Was it Hunter Green? 6 scoreless innings with 6 Ks. Was it Troy Melton? 5 scoreless, 6 Ks. Or Trevor Rogers? 7 innings.
7!
1 earned run, 6 Ks.
I've been told he's a top 5 pitcher in baseball.
So some are saying he's a top 5 pitcher in baseball.
Very surprised at that.
In fact, there's a new list. Who put that list out?
Well, I don't know. It was just tweeted at both of us.
Okay, it was the pitcher power rankings, according to who, though?
MLB.
Oh, MLB put it out.
Yeah.
Top 10 starting pitchers. Tarek Skubal was number 1.
Sure.
Christopher Sanchez, number 2.
Real good.
We saw him. He's nasty. Garrett Crochet, 3. Mm. Paul Skeens, 4.
Way too low.
I feel like he'd be 1. Yeah. Trevor Rogers is 5.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Nick Pivetta, 6.
Well, Red Sox knocked him around.
Brian Wu, 7. Matthew Boyd, 8. Nathan Eovaldi, 9.
Now him I like, yeah.
And Zach Wheeler, 10.
Good. Anyway.
Like half the Red Sox.
It would be a good rotation.
Yeah.
You got to
go with the dude with the 7 ribbies.
Yeah, I'm going Marcy Playground, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Jacob Marcy's Playground. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, gentlemen, no Red Sox opponent today, so truly a random player. This gentleman made $32 million in his career.
It's our first clue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to think of anybody who made 32 total million dollars.
30 plus million. Not too. Yeah, not too much, but okay, good.
He played the majority of his career at second base.
All right.
You could also find him at the hot corner and shortstop, but primarily a second baseman.
No cold corner.
Where he was a three-time All-Star.
Oh.
And won the batting title one year.
Brian Roberts.
No, good guess. He finished 17th in the MVP the year he won the batting title, where he hit .344 with a league-leading 53 doubles.
For whom?
He did that with Pittsburgh. He also played for the Giants and Red Sox.
Todd Walker.
No.
Ooh.
Jack Wilson.
Whoa! No. Just firing off little guys. He's another little guy. He'd fit the mold.
Freddie Sanchez.
He got it!
Freddie Sanchez, also a World Series champion with the Giants. So really a nice little career.
So I get
he was listed at 6 feet tall.
No chance.
No way.
Wait, so he was primarily
on
second base?
Stilts. Yeah, second base. Yeah.
In his bra. So I guess
Freddie Sanchez.
Red Sox prospect. Who was he traded for?
He was actually in the, let me double check, Brandon Lyon, Jeff Soupy Soupon trade.
Oh. That wouldn't have been my guess.
Red Sox traded.
I thought he was in like a pretty big trade.
It was. Lyon was their closer that year. He was traded Sanchez and Mike Gonzalez in cash to the Pirates for Brandon Lyon, Anastasio Martinez, and Jeff Suppan.
Well, Mike Gonzalez is pretty good. They dealt him away too. Same trade.
Huh. Yeah, they lost that trade.
Yeah,
Freddie Sanchez went on to win the batting title. They had smoked them that
trade. Three-time All-Star.
Yeah.
$32 million in his career.
Right. For Brandon Lyon and Jeff Soupy Suppan.
So was that the year? What, that was 03, right? Is that when they got Suppan and Sauerbeck? That was that trade deadline?
Probably. No. Yeah, that was the trade deadline. Yeah. And then they're like, Brandon Lyon will be their guy. And you're like, no, he won't. Why are you doing that?
All right.
He won't be their guy.
That is the random ball player each and every day.
Pretty good.
Nice job, grab bag everybody. Here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Back around Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, it is time for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we had to spend just a little bit of time talking about the podcast that was sweeping a nation, nor a world. A lot of views on this bad boy. And so you were asking my biggest takeaway from the Taylor Swift appearance on the Kelce Brothers podcast. So I don't know if it was the lighting there, but her skin's quite fair. Like, she's very, like, white.
This is the big takeaway.
This is my big takeaway. Oh, yeah. And it reminded me in high school, and this isn't bullying, I don't think.
Okay.
But there was a girl that had very, very white skin, and we called her a vampire, which is like an old English way of saying vampire, because she was, like, very fair skin. So we thought she could, like, we should only come out at night. And then a year later, no, she's very attractive. It's got nothing to do with that. So we're like, oh, the vampire. And everybody knew who you were talking about. Like, oh, you see the vampire.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, another girl came, very similar complexion. So we called her the vampire, too. So we had two vampires in high school, and that's what I thought of when I was watching like a couple clips. I was like, attractive and everything. That's not the point. The point is just very fair-skinned.
Well,
did you have a takeaway?
Those might be fighting words for the Kelces. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not an insult. I don't think that it is an insult at all. A lot of vampires are very attractive.
Well, this is true.
It's actually maybe maybe the biggest compliment you can receive.
Yeah, that's actually very true.
But no, that was that.
They're a sexy, sexy breed. Well, good contribution by me.
Anyway, that's what I thought.
The vampire.
Right. Not bad. And obviously, you know, tens of millions of people have already seen this video by now, I think.
You think if she got like a spray tan, it would like really rattle everybody?
Yeah, she probably shouldn't. I think just, you know, be yourself.
Yeah.
That's also one of my takeaways I have.
Yeah.
So this is a 10 million, closing in on 11 million views in 18 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no Baby Shark, but it's doing well. It's doing well on YouTube.
Doing quite well. Yeah. That is true. Okay. Well, there you go. That was our very brief.
That's it.
Some would say we spent too much time talking about it.
Maybe, but no, it needed to be addressed. I mean, it's getting that's good viewership, well, and it is sports adjacent.
And I had not heard that specific angle on it, so that was good as well. So there you go. That is our take on Taylor Swift on New Heights. There was a big buildup, days and days of buildup.
There was a lot
of. We got to give you our takeaway.
I feel like maybe I'm doing the Dork podcast wrong. I feel like we should record an episode and then for a week straight tease the episode, then finally release the episode.
Tease it
up. And at that point, 1.2 million people will be like, I got to sit and watch this.
That's true.
That's what they did.
Well, it just
it worked.
Don't release it until it's 1.2 million people to watch.
Nope.
That's a good way to do it. Okay. WEEI Afternoons today. The crossover will be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant, the Colossal Lobster Roll. It's back at the Nines. It's Colossal Lobster Roll season. You can choose hot buttered or traditional, both built to the hilt with chunks of North Atlantic lobster served with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the Nines. Good stuff yesterday with Alex Cora on WEEI Afternoons. I'm sure they'll have more takeaways from joint practices today. Yes, Keith?
Speaking of joint practices today, Mark Daniels just tweeted out in 7-on-7s.
Yeah.
Drake May went.
Yeah.
7-of-8.
Nice.
Touchdowns to Steph Diggs, Pop Douglas, Travion Henderson, Kayshawn Booty.
Yeah. I like that.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
12 wins? 13 wins? How many wins are they going to have?
Duck boats.
Yeah, look at these guys.
That's a good topic for
tomorrow.
Spread
the ball around?
Good topic for tomorrow. How many wins do we have to revise them upwards tomorrow?
Do you like the greatest show on turf offense, or do you like this Patriots offense? You tell me.
Okay. We'll do that tomorrow along with the top five Friday. Friday four-pack. We can review. All that comes your way tomorrow at 10 right here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.